Ever feel like you're just drowning in distractions these days?
Oh, tell me about it.
It's like everywhere you turn, something's vying for your attention.
Right.
So we're diving into deep work today, Cal Newport's book, which,
Yeah.
I think it really is, it's like a life raft in the sea of distractions.
It's so true.
You've got a stack of notes and articles here.
I do.
Looks like you're ready to unlock your focus superpower.
I'm trying. Yeah, it's not just another productivity hack.
Right.
Like Newport, really, it's a whole new way of thinking about work
Okay.
and how we can thrive,
Yeah.
in this crazy age of distraction.
Yeah, because it's like everyone wants a piece of us.
They do.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They want our attention.
They do.
So how does deep work cut through all of that?
Well, it all starts with like really understanding the power of focus,
Okay.
like really concentrating your cognitive abilities on tasks that really require you to use your brain. And Newport argues that this ability, deep work, it's becoming more and more rare,
Oh, interesting.
which is why it's so valuable.
So it's like a hidden superpower in
Yes,
this day and age.
it is. Think
Yeah.
about it. Like in a
Fair
world where we're
enough.
just inundated with information and distractions, right?
Right.
The ability to just like hone in on something, like a really complex
Yes.
problem,
Yes.
becomes incredibly valuable.
Right.
It's the key to producing like that next level work,
Right.
that pushes boundaries and makes a real impact.
Okay, so I'm seeing the light here a little bit, but let's break it down.
Okay.
What exactly is deep work, according to Newport?
So he defines it as the ability to focus without distraction on a cognitively demanding task.
Short,
Yeah.
sweet,
Yeah.
to the point. I
Yeah.
like it.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna guess that most of us, myself included, aren't operating at that level of
Oh, not
focus.
most of the time.
Most of the time.
Yeah,
Do
it's true. I mean, our brains are
Yeah.
naturally drawn to novelty.
Right.
Every notification, every little ping,
Oh.
every new email
Oh my gosh.
sets off all those reward centers.
It's like dopamine. Like it's like
Yes.
my phone is like my dealer.
Right,
Ugh.
exactly.
Okay.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
This is what I was going to say. This constant context switching,
Yes.
it's actually fragmenting our attention.
Right.
We end up sacrificing the quality of our work
Yeah.
and our ability to just really engage deeply.
And that's where deep work is like, hello, I'm here to save the day.
Exactly.
Okay.
Newport argues that by consciously choosing to work deeply, we're tapping into this level that's
Yeah.
just not accessible
Yeah.
when we're constantly distracted,
Right.
bro.
It's like we're trading in, real productivity and creativity for just
Yeah.
these little hits of instant gratification all the time.
Yes. And I think even scarier, we're so used to it,
Right.
we don't even realize how much it's costing us.
Yeah, it's like death by a thousand pings, you know?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
So, okay, so what do we do? What do we do? Like, give me the good stuff.
So the good news is that Newport offers like a way out, right? This
Okay.
path to reclaiming our focus and doing our best work.
I'm here for it. Let's do it. What do we got to do?
So he outlines what he calls the four rules of deep work.
Okay.
And these rules really provide a framework for cultivating deep work.
Okay, so four rules, lamb on me.
Okay, so the first one is work deeply.
Sounds pretty straightforward.
It sounds straightforward, right?
Right.
But it's more than just like putting in the hours.
Okay.
It's this like really conscious decision to carve out the time
Right.
for distraction-free focus, like treat it as sacred.
Don't cancel on focus time.
Yes,
I
exactly.
like
And
it.
yeah.
Okay, what's number two?
Number two, this one's a little counterintuitive. Embrace boredom.
Embrace boredom. I thought the whole point was to be like stimulated.
Right. But here's the thing. Constantly giving in to every distraction
Yeah.
weakens our focus
It's like
muscles.
we're not going to the mental gym to
Yes.
work out those muscles.
Exactly. Exactly. We have to like build up that capacity
Right.
to resist the quick hit of dopamine.
Oh, it's hard.
It is hard.
It's so
But the
hard.
thing is, the more we practice it,
Yeah.
the easier it
You're
gets.
like, no, I'm good, dopamine, I'm good.
You got it.
I'm working on something here.
Exactly.
Okay, so embrace the boredom, work those muscles.
Yes.
What's number three?
Number three is a big one.
Okay.
And I think for many people, it's the most challenging
Hit me with it.
quit social
I
media.
knew it.
I know.
I knew that was
It
coming.
had to be addressed.
Okay.
So Newport is pretty clear about this.
Okay.
He's not saying you have to delete your accounts, go live off the grid,
Okay.
but he makes a really compelling argument for like drastically reducing our consumption.
Oh, I've definitely fallen into those like scrolling black holes.
We've all been there, right?
Okay, yeah.
The thing is, these platforms are designed to be addictive.
Yes.
Like those algorithms are competing for our attention.
Totally.
And every notification, every like triggers this little burst of dopamine.
We are programmed. We are programmed. Yeah. It's not our fault.
And every time we switch our attention from like a deep work task to check social media,
yeah,
we're essentially derailing our focus.
Right.
And it takes time and energy to get back on track.
It does. It really does.
So minimizing that constant mental ping pong is crucial.
Yes. Love it.
Okay. And then rule number four.
It me.
Drain the shallows.
Drain the shallows. What does that even mean?
So it's about ruthlessly evaluating how you spend your time and energy.
Okay.
He defines shallow work as like tasks that don't require much brain power.
Okay.
And can often be done while distracted.
Like what? Give me an example.
Like answering emails, filling out forms, like pointless meetings.
Oh, those little things that can just like snowball and take over your whole day.
Exactly. Exactly.
Let them.
So the idea is to try to minimize the time you spend on these.
Easier said than done, right?
It's definitely easier said than done.
Sometimes those are unavoidable, but okay.
It takes effort. But by being more intentional about how we're allocating our time and attention, we free up more mental bandwidth for deep work.
Okay.
You know, that stuff that moves the needle, sparks creativity.
It's like the important stuff.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
That brings us a sense of fulfillment.
I'm starting to see how all these rules kind of worked together to create this like optimal environment.
They do. They do.
For deep work.
They're not like isolated strategies.
Right.
They're like interconnected principles that all reinforce each other.
Yeah. It's like we're building a fortress of focus.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. I love it. And the best part is we can start putting this into practice like right now, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So give me the good stuff. Like what are some practical strategies that we can use to actually bring more deep work into our lives?
So one of the most effective strategies, and one that Newport highly recommends, is something called time blocking.
Okay.
So instead of just letting your day get hijacked by distractions, you actually block out specific chunks of time for deep work.
Okay.
Just like you would schedule a meeting.
Right, like an appointment in your calendar.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So by kind of scheduling those deep work sessions in advance and treating them as non-negotiable commitments, you're signaling to yourself, to your brain, that this is important time.
I love that. Treat focus like it's important.
Yes.
Yes, because it is.
It is.
Okay, what else?
Okay, another really powerful one is creating a dedicated workspace.
Oh.
And this doesn't have to be anything fancy. It could be as simple as like a quiet corner in your house.
Okay.
Or a certain table that you always go to at a coffee shop. Or even just like a certain spot in your office or something.
I like it.
But the key is like creating an environment that your brain then starts to associate with focus.
So it's like you go there and you're like, okay, it's go time.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
So by like consistently working in the same spot, you're kind of like conditioning your mind.
Training it.
To more easily slip into deep work mode.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I like that a lot. Okay.
And then, of course, we can't forget about rule number three, limiting social media.
Oh, the hard one.
The hard one.
Okay, yeah.
But, like, one of the simplest but most effective ways to do this is just turning off those notifications.
Yeah.
They're constantly, like, pulling you back in, you know?
It's like that little, like, that ping. I swear it, like, gives me almost like a little dopamine rush. You know what I mean?
It does.
And then you're like sucked in and you're like, wait, how did I even get here?
Exactly. Exactly. And then you're like 20 minutes deep in Instagram.
I know.
And you're like, what am I doing?
Okay. But I've heard that some people say like they need those notifications for work.
Right.
What would you say to them?
I mean, that's understandable.
Yeah.
There are definitely legitimate reasons, but I think it's about finding a balance.
Okay.
Maybe you only allow notifications for like your work email.
Okay.
Or like Slack during work hours.
Okay.
But everything else is silenced.
So you're not getting those like, you know, Instagram notifications.
Yes.
During your work day.
And then you could even try like setting app time limits for yourself.
Oh yeah. A lot of phones have that.
A lot of phones do.
Built in. Yeah.
And if you're really serious about minimizing those distractions.
Okay.
Designate like very specific times of the day to check social media.
Okay.
And stick to it.
Like you're putting it in your schedule, like time blocking.
We're circling back.
It all comes full circle.
I love it. Okay.
Yeah.
This has been so insightful.
Oh, good.
But let's bring it back. Like, why does all of this really matter?
Like, how can embracing deep work actually change our lives?
So, I mean, on a very practical level,
yeah,
deep work can be like a total game changer for your career.
Okay.
Because in today's world, like, the ability to consistently produce really high quality focused work,
yeah,
it's so valuable.
It's like a superpower, like we were saying.
Exactly.
At least it makes you stand out.
It does. It does.
Okay.
But even beyond that, I think deep work can unlock this like level of creativity,
okay,
and problem solving that you might not even have known you were capable of.
Okay.
You know, it allows you to tap into this deeper level of what's called like cognitive flow.
Okay.
Where ideas just come more easily.
Yeah.
And you're able to make connections that you might not have otherwise seen.
So it's not just about like getting things done. It's like about like really reaching your full potential.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then I think perhaps most importantly,
yeah,
deep work can bring this like really profound sense of fulfillment. Like there's this deep satisfaction that comes from engaging in work that truly challenges us.
Right. Like you're proud of the work you're doing.
Yes, exactly.
That's not just like checking boxes off of a to-do list.
Yeah.
Like, wow, I really created something here.
It's so true.
Okay.
It's like that feeling of being in the zone.
Yeah. When like you look up and time has flown by.
Exactly.
But you were so engrossed in what you were doing, you know?
That's the power of deep work.
I love that.
It allows us to experience those moments,
yes,
more often.
Yes.
And ultimately just live more meaningful and fulfilling lives.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling very inspired to reclaim my focus.
Me too.
And really do my best work.
Yes.
So I guess that's the first step, right?
Yeah.
It's just making that decision.
It is.
That you're going to prioritize this.
It is.
So for everyone listening.
Yes.
Think about one area in your work or in your life,
yes,
where you could benefit from just a little more focus. Choose one small step you can take today, even if it's just like, I don't know, silencing those notifications.
Yes, just start small.
Just start small and see where it leads you.
You got it.
All right, until next time, happy focusing, everyone.
Happy focusing.